You know the national news. Now we'll give you Thursday's local report on the Real Nyack Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Snow's not ready to give up yet. Some snow flurries, possibly an inch or two of accumulation overnight. Overnight lows near 20. Some blowing and drifting expected. Tomorrow, chilly, more snow, windy. Temperatures in the low 20s. And on Saturday, some sunshine, possibly a bit of clearing. Low temperature near 36. Topping Thursday's local news, the New York State prison strike continues for another day, bringing the walkout to 18 days now. Authorities say approximately 7,000 prison guards have not returned to work, even though they were ordered to do so by the state. And the governor is cracking down on health insurance for a number of those CEOs and saying she will cancel it for the guards and their families. Some of the workers have even been fired, with the threats of even more being let go in the works. And the state is also saying, since this is termed an illegal strike, some of the striking workers may be arrested. Talks are still going on, but the striking workers say they won't give up until safety concerns at the prisons are met. During the strike, word has been received that some inmates have died in the prisons due to undisclosed circumstances, and a special investigator has reportedly been appointed to look into the deaths, but so far no word on any foul play has been attributed to those deaths, which may have been natural. I'll have more local news in just a moment. But a reminder, our news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. The number to get Chris Moore to your house to fix any home appliance that you're having trouble with. 523-5911. The service call, $35. The service, excellent. The experience, 45 years. Check it out because you won't find a better price or a better repairman. Chris Moore at 523-5911. And the news also brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned pharmacies that really do care. They're locally owned and operated, and they show it, taking care of all your concerns and only too happy to answer any of your questions. Want to switch your prescription over to them for free delivery all winter? Then call them at 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies. In U.S. District Court, a Niagara Falls man faces up to 10 years to life in prison after pleading guilty to a gun and drug charge. 49-year-old Edward Raleigh was accused of possession with intent to distribute fentanyl and also was reportedly found with a gun during a raid that took place on August 28th. During the execution of that warrant, federal agents and members of the Niagara Falls Police Narcotics Division entered buildings on Niagara Street, 12th Street, and on Spruce Avenue, and they reportedly confiscated a quantity of fentanyl and guns in the raid. So far, no sentencing date has been announced for Raleigh. A Wilson woman was caught up in a scam where a man called and stated that she was under investigation for drug trafficking and that the U.S. Treasury Department was going to freeze all of her money accounts. To avoid this, the woman was instructed to send in all the gift cards that she could buy. She did call in $900 worth of gift cards. Then she got suspicious and called the sheriff department. They confirmed that it was a scam, reminding the woman and everyone to be suspicious of anyone that you don't know asking for money on the phone, on the computer, or at your door, especially if they want payment in gift cards. First responders were called to Upper Mountain and Mount View Drive this morning at 1103 in Lewiston for a two-car injury accident. Members of the Sheriff Department and the Upper Mountain Fire Company responded to that collision. Other accidents on Thursday morning include an accident on the Mountain Road at Pete Road in Middleport. A truck reportedly struck a tree there with unknown injuries. And just before 8 o'clock, a vehicle slammed into a pole on North Transit Street in Lockport. No injuries reported there, but authorities said there were low-hanging wires across the road. Congratulations are in order for the newest assistant fire chief in North Tonawanda. Sworn in as the new assistant fire chief of Platoon 1 was Matt Smolinski, who has served as a fire captain for 4 years on the force and has worked as a firefighter for 24 years in the department. NT Mayor Austin Tylik said his leadership, experience, and commitment to public safety makes him a fantastic candidate for his latest promotion. And also in North Tonawanda, the parking ban has been lifted on city streets. Authorities said with the weather giving us a little bit of a break, even though there's some snow in the forecast today and tomorrow, NT residents can once again park their cars on the street. However, the mayor says should the weather get bad and the plows need to work, he's asking the residents to please move their cars so the plows can clear the road safely. If it happens in your area, in your neighborhood, we want you to know, no matter how large or small. And if you see news, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Remember, you can keep your golfing form all winter long by golfing at the Links of Niagara on the same golf simulators the pros use. It's just like being out there on the golf course, except you don't have to put up with the rain or snow. For details, call the Links, or to have a look and visit them online, just enter thelinksofniagara.com. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net, or at your convenience by putting niagaradio.net into Facebook. And remember, our news is real, local, and free. I'm Sal Panessa.